or rnrportaletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Feeling hungry, folks? My KFC $5 fill-up will fill you up with a whole chicken dinner, even if it's lunch. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Pricing and participation may vary.
Them up. We'd love to speak with you. We don't care what you want to talk about. We got a couple of great stories for the Playhouse, folks. I'm not kidding. There's one here. Oh, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We have a story here. It's a real news story. What's interesting, there's certain stories that the main news outlets will never air. You won't hear them on the news. But I wish they would, because I'd love to turn on the TV, the radio, and hear stories like this. This woman in a Mini Cooper crashes into a van while she's pleasuring herself. Now, that's a great story. Yeah.
And for some reason, that is so appealing.
Erotic.
Well, yeah, just thinking of a woman doing that in traffic.
And then it makes you wonder how many people out there on the road are doing that. She was in traffic. She was bored. So she took out her, you have that, everybody will know what we're talking about here, her little friend. And Callie, I carried away in the ecstasy and hit the van in front of her. And the only way they know that, it was apparently a commercial van that had a camera.
Right.
So the insurance people, in trying to find out what happened, actually captured her somehow.
I think it was in Britain or something, and the term they used is she was very fit.
Yeah, so it says that she was described as fit and in her
30s. That's all I need to hear.
Yeah, it's a lot different than you hear an 85-year-old woman was pleasuring herself and ran into a van. Different visual. Once again, and then we're going to go to the phones, 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. This is John. John, how are you?
Hello, everybody.
Oh, hello, John. What's up?
Oh, Five Toes was a little hard on Dan, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, but tough love.
Frank, I'll make it short. I sent an email to you this morning. This is John down here in Texas. Did you happen to get a chance to look at all that?
I read my emails once a day, and it's usually in the morning. Give me a little bit about the subject matter, and I'll tell you if I read it or not.
It would be about, it was titled Thugs.
Yes, I did.
Did you? How deep did you go into that?
Deep enough that I knew I probably couldn't talk about it on the air.
Okay, then. Have a nice day.
No, and you know why. You know why. Because here's the problem, John. It seems like we've gotten to the point that if you just tell the truth and point out some hard facts, you're racist. And I don't get it. I don't get it.
It to me was just absolutely scary how young these kids are and how
misguided they are. And how they're drawn to the dark side. That's very appealing to them. The darker, the more violent, that's what they're drawn to.
There's nothing good that they're ever going to get out of life with that path, ever.
No, and here's the thing. You probably know. Are you? You're in Texas?
I am, but I lived inside. I moved back to St. Louis in July of last year.
We had a shooting last night, and an alderman's nephew was killed. And they interviewed the alderman on the air, and he said, addressing young black men, put down your guns. That's going to work. What thug is going to, first of all, be watching the news? They don't watch the news. But even if they did, When he did that, I thought, you've got to be kidding me.
That's the same thing I thought. One of the stations in town has a thing they're trying to promote. It's hashtag end violence STL.
Well, that'll work.
Right.
It's not going
to
work.
Anything with a hashtag will cause people to go, you know what? I wasn't... All right,
well,
we're going to end it now.
These Facebook accounts I was looking at, there were a lot of hashtags, but it was FTL,
yeah,
as in
yeah,
law and,
oh, yeah,
and kill police. And,
it is beyond belief the attitude that they have unprovoked. Nothing that anybody did to these people posting this stuff. They've never been the victims of stuff, yet they want to jump in there and tell everybody it's time to kill the police and stuff. Nobody knows the answer. It's obvious that nobody knows the answer here. Nobody
has.
Well,
that's why I sent you the email, was because I don't think most folks, even these protesters out there, realize how deep and dark this goes.
I don't think they do either.
So,
but I appreciated the email, John.
Well, good luck. Yeah,
thank you. I think he means good luck. You're in St. Louis, and I'm not. He's in Texas. It's a mess. We're not going to solve it on this show. Here's the thing. If you can't make anybody go to school, and I keep hearing people say, well, education. They need education, but they don't have a father, a lot of them. They don't have a grounded home life that encourages them to go to school. Let's say you did have, and they do have an opportunity to go to school. Not having a dad at home doesn't keep you going to school. They don't want to go. You can't make somebody want an education because they see these gangbangers and they see their cars and they see their jewelry and their money and they're 22 years old. They didn't go to college for that. And they go, hey, that looks pretty good to me. I think I'll go for that. What do I have to do to get involved with that life? And I guess we have to figure out a way to make that not so appealing and somehow go, hey, wouldn't you rather not get shot at 23? I think the answer would be, no, I wouldn't. I don't know. We live there are four or five completely different sects of people in this country. And I don't think any one of them has any idea about how the rest of them live. We can't even imagine how they live or what's in their heads. It's like living in five different countries. So I don't know the answer, and evidently neither does anybody else. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you, Frank?
Well, I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
I'm just going to get your opinion on this. You hear about the kids that got shot by a police officer that had a stolen gun.
40 caliber Glock that he stole, yes.
Yeah, and then he had all these protesters are thinking that the cop, you know, police brutality and all that. But, you know, all these protesters put themselves in the cop's position. You know, if someone pulls a gun on them, what would they do?
Well, they're not going to put themselves in that position. They don't care to do that.
Yeah.
And, of course, I believe in that case, again, the cop was white. It's so...
It doesn't matter what color you are, you know.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah, if you get gun pulled on you, you know, what are you going to do? You die or shoot them?
Here's the deal. If it had been a black cop, do you think there'd be all this protesting?
I don't think so.
Same circumstances. Exact same circumstances. That's racism. To me, that's racism.
Definitely.
It's at its finest. Thank you. Yes.
And they're putting it out. You know, it seems like, you know, these protesters are, you know, almost antagonizing, you know, what's going on rather than, you know, let it go and... You know, yeah, that kid had a gun, and, you know, don't worry about it. Now they want to protest again. Just doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense at all. Thank you, Joe.
All right, have a good one.
You too. We'll just keep letting people talk. John, how are you?
Good.
How can we help you?
I was going to talk about that gentleman. You know, it's a billboard company that's up there. They say he's got another 7 days to go. I don't think that gentleman's ever going to come down.
Well, first of all, that guy, to me, is a publicity. It's a publicity stunt. He's in the billboard business, so he's calling attention to his own business. That's all this is about. He can't possibly think that by sitting up there, that's going to stop one gangbang thug criminal from shooting anybody. It's not. It's silly to me.
I agree with you.
You know, and until there's 7 days, you think that any scumbag shooter or gang member out there, that any one of them is going to look at that guy and go, you know what? Let's not shoot anybody for 7 days. He's got a good point.
Yeah.
No, they're not. He's in the billboard business. That's my take on the whole thing. I appreciate the call, John.
Right.
Thank
hey,
you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Radio stations, the FM DJs used to do that a lot. We'll sit up on the billboard until whatever, until the temperature gets below 95. William, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, and I am AM.
Thank you, William. So what's going on?
I was just want to let you know I'm 65. That's my favorite age until I'm 66, 67, et cetera.
Yeah. Okay.
But I've been listening, and everybody wants to know why all these bad things are happening with our youth. And I'm just going to put it right smack back on the parents, because they were the ones that they cried and kissed the hissy fit until they could get what are those stupid little video games where they rob, they shoot, they kill.
Grand Theft Auto.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, I remember throwing that across the room.
Good for you.
But there is more than one. And our media, when they took the censorship out of our music and basically these games, they allowed these children to have a fake sense of reality, which now has come home to roost. Because now they think that they were as bad as the characters that they're portraying, or, you know, just this violence. And now it's come home to roost. Mm-hmm. Now, I just believe that if we would have stopped it a long time ago with the music, lyrics, because, I mean, I know that you guys are old enough to know that even Red Fox in his day on a record couldn't say no more than damn or hell.
And he was considered filthy.
That's right.
Yeah.
But now I see and listen to this music these kids are listening to, and I wonder what went wrong. Who doesn't realize that this is not healthy?
William, everything you said I agree with, and every question you have I don't have an answer to, and neither do you and neither do I. I do.
Well, I already gave it to you. Put it back on the parents. They should have stopped it a long time ago. Now it's come home to roost. That's all I can say.
All right. Well, it's well said, William. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great day and keep me listening. AM in the
future. Oh, we will. We will. What's interesting about this is that so many people have the right idea. That's right. But you can't, again, it's like you can't make a kid go to school. You can't make somebody be a good parent. You can't do it.
No. And how do you even start to get rid of all the music
and
out
here's
there?
Here's the thing. When a guy decides, I want to get four women pregnant, and I don't care anything about these kids, and the women allow themselves to get pregnant, how do you fix that? How do you fix that? And it's not just this town. This town's getting a lot of attention. It's not just this town. It's the whole country. The same problem exists all over the country. And you have to be so careful, because like I said before, careful in the words you use, or you're considered racist. Let me tell you something. If I'm walking down the street, and a lot of people have used this example. If I'm walking down the street at night in a part of St. Louis that not very well lit, it's not exactly Chesterfield Valley, and four black young men are coming toward me or following me, I'm nervous. Is that racist? Is that racist? I'm more nervous than if four white guys are It's not right. It's based on the crap that's happening this last couple of days in St. Louis. And here's another thing. This deal about, we've talked about, not much good happens after 1 in the morning. Start looking in the news stories at the times this stuff happens. Shot to death sitting in his car at 3:45 in the morning on Goodfellow. that's just not a place to be at that time of the morning. It's like we're back in the Al Capone days. I keep watching the news. And go, well, they drove by in a car. It's just like, remember, you watch these movies.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody,
the syndicate. Yeah.
Drive by and guys hanging off the fenders, just riddling. That's what, it's almost like that's where we are again. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if there's even a real target, if it's just, hey, let's just kill that guy. Let's just drive up. Or were they after him for some reason? And it's not all about drugs. That's a big part of it. A lot of these killings, but it's not all about that. This is Will. Will, how are you?
I'm good. AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, you know, society in a whole has just lost their minds. We're more and more a godless and self-centered nation.
And we've decided that anything goes. Anything goes. Whatever you want to do or say or record or play, freedom of speech, go for it.
Exactly. But, you know, the Bible talks about if you take a life, your life will be taken also. And I know back in the day when we had rustlers and cattle rustlers and murderers, they deputized a whole bunch of men. And a lot of them were good God-fearing men, and they hunted them up, and they got rid of the element. I'm almost sorry to say, and these damn liberal judges letting these criminals ride back out, or instead of giving them a death penalty when they know they did it, quit making the plea bargains and putting them, execute them. But it's cheaper for them to give them the life rather than execute them because of all the appeal and the money that costs for the 10 years that they're going to try to appeal to get a stay and not be executed.
We have a guy right now on death row. He's supposed to be, by lethal injection, I think, killed tomorrow or something. And I read the story on this guy. He's 55 years old. What a horrific, horrible death this poor girl that he abducted had to go through. Why is there even any question about whether or not this guy should live? Kill him. Should have killed him 10 years ago.
And he admitted
it. Amen.
And I watched his people go online and watch the confession, the videotaped confession of David Zink. You'll get sick to your stomach because he talks specifically about what he did to her and he chuckles while he does it. They should have shot him in the confession room.
Yeah.
I mean, killed him right there. They got it on tape. He said he did it. Boom. Blow his brains out. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I don't know what happened to fear. I don't know what happened when people no longer became afraid of getting killed, afraid of authority, afraid of your parents, afraid of the preacher, afraid of the cops. No, they're not afraid of anybody.
Not anymore, they're not. And the thing is people used to be trustworthy, used to have integrity and self-worth. Now it's people just do what they want to do and let the chips fall where they may.
Because they know that probably the courts will say, sorry, let him go, he's got to do it. I appreciate the call, Will.
Thank you.
I go back to my experience in the mall when there was a kid wearing a black T-shirt with great big white block letters, F-U-C-K. Just so he could just do it to see how much S-H he could stir up. And he's walking around the mall. And so the store we're in, I went to the manager, and he's standing 5 feet from me. And I said, this guy needs to go. I said, kick him out of here. He's in his 20s. And the manager looked at me like I was some kind of a weirdo. And she said, I can't do that. And I said, look at his shirt. There's families here, kids here. Look at this shirt. She said, we can't do that. So I said, get a security person. The security person came over. I talked to him. He said the same thing. He said, we can't throw him out for that. The problem is you should be able to. You should be able to kick that guy out on the street and tell him he's to never come back in there with a shirt like that. There's no class, no respect for anybody. People go in restaurants and public places, like the zoo the other day, and somebody's on the phone. Yeah, I told that F&C sucker that they ought to be thrown right out of the zoo. You cannot do that. But America, freedom of speech. You can offend people, you can be filthy, vulgar, obscene, and the system will protect you. This is not the kind of show we meant to do, but you guys started it. You callers, you started it. Let me talk to John, then we're going to get Colin Jeffrey in here. We're going to do some entertainment talk. John,
hi, Frank.
John, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I have a story about that woman who Rector saw. I know somebody who did something similar to that. But I just want to chime in on one thing. I watched the news this morning. I watched it every morning. As a man who has kids that live in the city, they don't say if it's a white person or a black person, or if it's a black person. They don't know if it's black on black crime or white against black and white. And I think it's going both ways that people are randomly shooting people.
Well, it's by far more black people shooting black people than anything else.
Right. But I don't know if white people are shooting black people randomly either. They don't really report that. But anyway, the story I got to say is I knew this woman I worked with, and she had told me that she liked doing that, driving down the highway around truckers, and one time she ran off the road.
She liked pleasuring herself while she's driving.
Right. And she ran off the road. She didn't get in a crash, but she ran into the median,
mm-hmm.
and it scared her. I said, well, I'll drive for you. You know.
Really?
Hey, you know what? Hang on. No, hang on, John. You just come up with a fantastic service we could offer.
Yeah.
We'll drive.
That's exactly what I did.
Well, you pleasures. You did?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Because, all right, we'd go out to dinner. She would have drinks. I don't drink. And she had a specific spot in Illinois on 64 there where she knew enough time to get off the highway. And she would pull up next to a trucker, top down, skirt, mini skirt, legs on the dashboard.
Stop it. Oh, my goodness. All stop right. it. Stop it.
In five minutes, and then in and out, get off the highway and go home. Because in case somebody called the cop.
She wanted the truckers to see her.
Yes.
She liked that.
I thought that was interesting.
Voyeuristic.
Well, John, you've just given us a fantastic idea for another of our many public services. Ladies, if you need a driver,
if your thing is just having people watch
you. I volunteered my service. I'm like, I'll drive for you. Yeah. You don't have to get in a wreck.
Yeah.
And then,
and if you can't find truckers to watch you, we'll watch you.
Yeah. I'm available all day to be an audience.
I don't know.
I'll even buy a big truck if I get enough customers. Mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea, John. Thank you for
calling. All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Did John say that he drove her? Or didn't?
No, he drove her so she could do that.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a woman take her top off in traffic, like on the highway on a trip, and put them up against the window deliberately to flash?
No.
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's the most exciting thing.
We've had it. I mean, it's been so long here. Yes.
When you see, like, you're on the highway, you're bored, you're on the interstate, and in another lane up comes a vehicle, and some really good-looking young gal who's all fired up just raises that top and pushes him up against the window. I'm telling you, it'll make your day.
Yeah, there's not many more things than that that can give you the same reaction than that does.
In this world of turmoil and tension, I'm going to request more tops either pulled up or pulled off. I think it's what we need right now.
It would ease things.
It would ease things.
You know, we haven't had that in the window here for a while.
No, we used to get there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
we're at Westport
Plaza.
It's
been way too long.
Six, what are we, 638? What's the address?
Yeah, 638.
Westport Plaza. We've got a great big window. There's nobody around here. We don't have any security. Hebe Jimenez, he's okay with it.
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
So feel free. But don't come and do it if they're on the floor.
If we have to actually look over.
No, you can still come and do it if they're on the floor.
If we have to look down to see them.
I don't care what they look
except
like.
Except for Pian. He'll look at anything.
No.
You can have fried eggs, that drooping fried. He's fine with that. No problem. Colin Jeffrey's on the way. See if Mr. Evans, if we have to. I mean,
Mr. Cleveland.
Bill can go late if we have to. Colin Jeffrey's on the way in here, and we're going to talk about some entertainment stuff, but I'm going to talk to you about Thompson Price and about it. Well, I'm talking to any of you who are even thinking. Maybe you're thinking, we'll do this in 6 months or a year. Fine. I'm good with that. We need to talk. As Joan Rivers used to say, can we talk? Because you can either do it right or you can be sorry and have buyer's remorse because you tried to save a little bit of money, and by doing that, you had somebody do it that didn't have the goal of perfection. And that's Thompson Price's goal. They want it perfect. They are perfectionists. They are like any artist, and I consider this being an artist. When you have that skill, that vision, that ability to take an ordinary kitchen or bathroom and turn it into something terrific, magnificent, that's artistry. But any real artist is a perfectionist, and you have to let them do what they do. That's not to say you don't have a whole lot to say about what's in that kitchen. Of course you do. You're going to pick out handles and knobs and appliances and countertops and granite or whatever. But wait till you see what they can do with all of those things. Those things that every kitchen has. They all have a refrigerator and an oven and a cooktop. And you put all that in front of somebody and say, do what you can with this. Wait till you see what they can do with that. You're not only going to be happy, you're going to be happy for a long, long time. 10, 15, 20 years later, you'll look at it and say, money well spent. Thompson Price. You want to make sure the name Price is in the company you deal with. Meet with them. Let them show you their ideas. If you decide not to go with them, that you know what? That's your decision. We just want to thank you for at least giving them a chance. So when you want it done right and you're ready to do it right, and no other way, Thompson Price. Showroom in De Pere on Manchester, about a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli. Website, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
Let's check the highways now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they must still be working with this incident on westbound 40 before the Boone Bridge. Now, it looks like the lanes are open, but boy, traffic is jammed back to Clarkson. We have southbound 270 stop-and-go traffic south of Page through Ladue. You're heavy from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 44, looks like we're running heavy around 270 out through Bowles. Eastbound 44, you're stop-and-go from Bowles up to the construction at Merrimack River Bridge. Eastbound 270, that's jammed pretty solid now from 370 through New Florissen. This report is brought to you by Dell. Dell's PCs and 2-in-1s are built for what happens. Available with powerful Intel Core M processors. Join the millions of small businesses that trust Dell and Intel as their technology partners. Visit Dell.com/radio. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello? Hello! You listen to us, we listen to you.
I listen to your show a lot. First time I've called.
What do you think about us? Let us know on the Big 550 KTRS comment line at 314-453-5555. And tell us honestly how we're doing, good or bad.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
314-453-5555. Some comments might be used on the air. You listen to us, we listen to you. The Big 550 KTRS.
Sprint knows all families are different. Some have a mom, dad, grandma, and twins, while others have four dogs, three teenagers, and two moms. There are lots of types of families, but only one family plan that's perfect for everyone. Sprint's Family Share Pack. For just $100 a month, the whole family gets 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Unlike T-Mobile, Verizon, or AT&T's 10-gig family plans, Sprint's Family Share Pack offers double the data. It's the best family plan out there among national carriers. The Sprint Family Share Pack. $100 a month, 20 gigs of high-speed data to share, up to 5 lines, plus unlimited talk and text for everyone. Ready to switch but stuck with your carrier? Not anymore. Sprint will pay off your old phone and contract so you can switch. It's that easy. Visit us online or at a Sprint store today.
After 9/30/16, pay an additional $15 a month per line. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international, and premium content. Subject to new line activation, $36 activation fee. Credit valid port in. High speed is 3G, 4G. Prohibited network use rules and throughput reduction apply. Streaming video speeds limited to 3G. Contract buyout via reward card requires online registration and phone turn-in. Restrictions apply. See Sprint.com for details. Other marks are property of their respective owners.
How would you feel if you drove to work tomorrow, not because you had to and not because you needed a paycheck, but because you wanted to? Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for Heise Advisory Group. Imagine the power and the freedom that comes with that choice. That's what they call financial independence. And there's only one thing standing between you and that financial independence, and that's a plan. Just saving for retirement isn't enough. Now, if you saved $500,000, $1 million, or say even $2 million, okay, now what? What are you going to do with that money? You need a plan. Now here's your chance. Get started with a customized risk and fee analysis from Heise Advisory Group. In that, you'll discover if you're taking on more risk than you can afford, you'll learn concrete steps to help you protect your entire life savings, and how you can reduce or eliminate thousands in hidden fees and expenses. Now, this analysis from Heise Advisory Group will not cost you a dime, so you've got nothing to lose. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. He's a registered financial consultant. He has earned the highest rating possible from the Better Business Bureau and has over 25 years of experience in financial services. An analysis like this can cost you hundreds, if not thousands. But if you're qualified and you call before July 24th, this will not cost you a dime. 314-400-7100. That's 314-400-7100. Ken Heise of Heise Advisory Group, 314-400-7100. It's time to get serious about your retirement. Call Ken Heise of Heise Advisory Group today, 314-400-7100.
Investment advisory service offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Hey, Cardinals fans. The weekend of July 24th, 25th, and 26th, the Cardinals take on the Atlanta Braves. And that weekend is loaded with great giveaways and promotions. Friday, July 24th, it's the Al Raboski Bobblehead, presented by Fox Sports Midwest. Saturday, July 25th, the Equifax Adult Replica Saturday Alternate Adam Wainwright Jersey. Sunday, July 26th, it's a beach towel giveaway, presented by Apple Vacations. July 24th, 25th, and 26th. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fans, this is Colton Wong.
It's going to leave the yard. It's a gunner. A home run for Colton Wong.
I'm from Hawaii, and I know a thing or two about being on the beach. On Sunday, July 26th, we face Atlanta Braves, and that day, 25,000 fans will receive a Cardinals beach towel. This one-of-a-kind beach towel is presented by Apple Vacations. That's Sunday, July 26th, when we face the Atlanta Braves. Get your beach towel and your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, it's where tradition meets today.
Colton Wong, he is back.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of the Nick Fertucci Real Estate Academy. Over the last few years, my elite team of committed house flippers has been using my three-step fortunes and flipping system to buy and sell properties for quick profits and long-term financial gains. Now it's your turn to have the same investor success. For a limited time, I will send anyone that calls a free copy of my fortunes and flipping kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid. There's no catch. I even pay the shipping cost. In my free kit, I eliminate all the guesswork and I break down the process for evaluating properties for a quick turn and instant profit. And I show you how to access some very unique financing programs to finance your deals.
Call 1-800-891-9832 now to get your free fortunes and flipping kit. Call 800-891-9832 in the next 20 minutes. And Nick will also give you free tickets to a live workshop coming to the St. Louis area. Call 800-891-9832. That's 800-891-9832. And get your free kit now.
Are you depressed? If you're feeling exhausted and sad and have no interest in things you used to enjoy, if your appetite has changed and you can't sleep, you may be suffering from depression. We're conducting a clinical research study evaluating an investigational drug designed to work with antidepressants to see if it can help address unresolved symptoms of depression. To learn more about this study and see if you qualify, call 888-44-MERCY, 888-44-MERCY.
The clown.
With his pants falling down.
That's a dream of romance or the
I'm not going to do the Jerry Lewis thing today. Taking a break from that. Giving you a break. That music means it's time for Colin Jeffrey, and what Colin's going to do is talk to you about entertaining things, shows, movies, what's good, what's bad, what you might need to check out and see for yourself. I just saw Amy, the Amy Winehouse documentary, and thought it was pretty mediocre. He'll have a lot more than that. He's brought to you by Orrick, and the locally owned and operated Orrick Home Care Centers. They are terrific stores. A lot of great products for your home. Give it up, if you would, please, for Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Thank you. How you doing?
I'm good. And before you begin, I can't believe you've never mentioned this. I found out off the air a while ago. Colin Jeffrey is in the Phoenix Country Day High School Sports Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
You lettered for what, 4 years?
Yeah, in a few sports.
In,
it was fun.
In what?
Cross country, baseball, and basketball.
Ah. Man, a man of many talents.
Look at me now.
Never mentioned it. Yeah. Look at you now.
I haven't transferred to the softball field. I'm just not.
I saw Amy, the Amy Winehouse documentary. Out of four, I'd give it 2.5, and that's all I have. It was too long, and I didn't learn anything.
Those are the worst when they're too long.
Well, when you don't learn anything, it's stuff you already knew.
Yeah.
That she did a lot of drugs and had a beehive hairdo, and she's dead. We knew that. What do you have?
We've got some new DVDs coming out this week. It's a good week for them. Ex Machina.
Nude.
Which,
nude DVDs.
Nude.
Oh, new.
Well, there is a lot of nudity in Ex Machina. So there you go. It's kind of a slow sci-fi thinker about artificial intelligence. It's good, but it's very slow. It's a lot of talking, not a lot of action.
And this is the...
Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
Yeah.
What the heck is that?
It's like a robot machine movie, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
It follows. This is a horror movie that's a throwback to really the 80s. Just, it's atmospheric, kind of slow, but tense. I liked it quite a bit, but this is a polarizing
kind
movie.
Kind of tense, like teepees or camping tents? Or...
Yeah, pop-up tents.
I love movies with tents. I might go see that.
Pop tents. Man.
What else do we have? We have Paul Blart Mall Cop 2.
I've never seen any. I didn't see the first one because
really?
It looks so stupid to me.
You really should go see them.
You
no.
like it?
No, I'm kidding.
No, it looks horrible.
Yeah, no, they're...
They are pretty stupid.
I think that last one's rating on Rotten Tomatoes was like 7% or
that
something.
Sounds about right.
I enjoyed them, but you
good.
Go in and watch them for what they...
Right, there's a reason not to see
them. But you go in and watch them for what you are. I like Kevin James.
For what you are.
And he does all of his stunts in that.
Yeah, do you realize what you said? You go in and watch it for what you are.
I mean, for what it is. I mean, for what it is, yes. Oh, for what it
good
is.
Good story, Dad. Go ahead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
I know. It hurts when I think.
The second best exotic Marigold Hotel. If you like the first one, you'll like the second one.
I like them both.
There you go. That's
really?
Proof.
Yes. With that title, it doesn't
I
sound
know,
like
no,
a movie
no,
that you
it's
would
not
like.
A movie that I should like, but I really did enjoy it.
It's a comedy, right?
No, it's not
What's
really
that?
A comedy.
Dramedy. It's
dramedy.
Got, it, you'll laugh, but it's more...
The storylines are good. I like the stories of the people's lives.
Yeah, and then X-Men Days of Future Past. So if you need a comic book fix, that's your movie this week. TV, we've got a pretty good week for TV. I'm very excited for it. Pluto, I loved seeing the pictures today when they released them. Tonight on National Geographic, you can see the story of NASA launching this spacecraft 9.5 years ago. It passed Pluto.
Hold on a second. It took 9.5 years to get to Pluto?
Yes.
No, it's a... I mean, it's an amazing...
It's enormous.
I mean,
you've got to be kidding me.
To give you an idea, sunlight takes 8 minutes to get here from the sun.
From the sun.
It takes 5.5 hours to get to Pluto.
The light?
The light. That's
oh my
how
goodness.
Far back it is.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's...
I mean, NASA is just... I mean, I think the project cost over $700 million, but the fact that we can even send something that far...
It's unbelievable.
And it's shooting back pictures of what it's seeing.
Not just that. They planned when it was going to pass Pluto, and they said it's going to pass at about 7,700 miles. They were off. It was 40 miles closer after all those billions of miles. It was 40 miles closer than they thought it would be, and I think they were 30 seconds off or something from when it was supposed
to be. Who are the geniuses who figure out how to do this?
Not in radio.
No, they're not in radio.
And I think, aren't they concerned when Pluto goes around the planet, they're concerned about it, that rocket, or whatever the heck it is, when it goes around Pluto, they're concerned about that thing not being able to send back pictures or actually being destroyed. That's what they talked about this morning. I saw it on...
And
so,
you can,
so we can see all this. We're at National Geographic.
National Geographic Channel tonight at 8.
I'm going to watch this.
Yeah,
there
I think
you go.
What is that? Pluto, the two-thirds the size of our moon,
yeah.
I think. So it's not... that's why it was...
They just
dropped from planetary status.
If they like what they see and they go, okay, well, let's put somebody on Pluto, another 9.5 years to get there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you get there, you'll be 10 years older than when you left.
Yeah.
You'll have had 9 birthdays.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Another documentary tonight. I want to see this because I didn't live through it, but I remember reading about it and studying it in a course in high school and then again in college. American Experience Blackout, the summer of 1977, July in New York City, when the power went out.
Yes,
that's the...
I do remember that.
Son of Sam's everything. So that is on PBS tonight at 8. There's a TV show on FX. I love the comedies they do. Louis, the comedians. Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. This is Dennis Leary.
Well, he's perfect for that.
So he's really good. Another guy from Wings. I just can't remember his name. And then
Steven Weber.
That sounds right. Then Elizabeth Gillies, which you won't know, but she was on Nickelodeon 2 years ago. This is a story of a band that broke up. They were a big, 70s and 80s band, rock and roll. They broke up, and now they're getting back together with Dennis Leary's daughter as the lead singer. So I've got actually just a few of the teasers they played. Okay. If you think these are funny, you might like the show.
Right. What's more important, being a successful rock star or a successful father?
Dad.
Father. I was just about to say father.
given a second chance, what would you have done differently?
Probably wouldn't mix cocaine with opiates.
Because of the health risks?
No, it's just a waste of two great drugs that are terrific on their own.
Oh, man. This is what it's like.
So why'd the band break up?
His ego.
Your ego.
His ego.
Your ego. And you slept with my wife.
Your wife slept with me.
See, he flips it.
No. Okay, if I admit that I slept with your wife after 25 years, will you finally forgive me?
Yeah, did you sleep with my wife?
Yes, I slept with your wife. Do you forgive me?
No.
So that's the show. That's on FX later this week. Specifically, it is Thursday night at 9.
Dan, you're in a band. You'd like that.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be pretty good. And one other show just to be aware of, it's Tig. It's on Netflix. It's
what? Tig?
Tig. It's a stand-up performer's first name. She steps on stage about 2 years ago, and her lead is "Good Evening, I Have Cancer. How are you?" She in the course
that's funny.
She in the course of 3 weeks. This is the story of her kind of moving through this period in her life. Over the course of 3 weeks, became violently ill, didn't know what it was, lost her mother, and then was diagnosed with cancer. So she goes out, gives a stand-up performance that's really not funny, because how do you come back from that? Battles breast cancer, gets better, has to have a double mastectomy, gives her next stand-up performance topless.
Oh, my God. With no...
With no breast. She never got... Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now...
It's a story about coming back from cancer. That's what it's really about.
That's fine, but my goodness, do people really want...
To see that?
I don't know. You can watch the documentary.
I think when you said, you came out and said, hey, I have cancer. How are you? I mean, that's kind of funny in a way to deal with. But boy, coming out topless after a mastectomy, that's
tough.
That's pretty strong.
So it's a documentary following her through this period of her life Friday on Netflix. Whoopi Goldberg finally comes out. She says, given all the information, it certainly points towards guilt for Bill Cosby. Whoopi Goldberg, who, what was it, 3 days ago?
She's an idiot. Was defending.
Well, actually, thank you to the people on the internet. If you go back to season 7 of The Cosby Show, in which there's a large barbecue,
I saw
Cliff Huxtable gives an explanation that doesn't seem why everyone is sort of kissing at the end of the barbecue that doesn't seem so innocent anymore.
Work things out for themselves.
They haven't worked anything out for themselves. It's my barbecue sauce.
Your barbecue sauce.
My barbecue sauce. Haven't you ever noticed after people have some of my barbecue sauce, after a while when it kicks in, they get all huggy-buggy?
Stop.
I'm dead serious. Haven't you ever noticed that after one of my barbecues and they have the sauce, people want to get right home?
There you go.
Well, he was putting Quaaludes in barbecue.
Creepy in retrospect. And then the last story, Jimmy Fallon back. He shared the reason why he was gone for 2 weeks. It was a gruesome finger injury.
Right.
Ring avulsion.
Ring avulsion. Google this at your own risk. It's
the
gross.
The pictures that'll come up. Essentially, he fell and his ring got caught on the counter.
Oh.
And essentially, like, I think either... Shreds all the skin on your finger.
No, when you go in the military in basic, one of the very first things, they take your rings away.
Yeah. There you go.
The married guys lose them. You can't have them for that reason.
Yeah, and
he was in the ICU
they made
for
us
10
look,
days.
They made us look at a whole bunch of color photos of guys ripped off fingers because they jumped up on the troop truck and the ring got caught. Mm. So I get that.
Oh, yes. But I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's entertainment.
Wow. I'm going to tell you. Nobody does it better. That'd be a good song. That was Colin Jeffrey, brought to you by Oreck and the locally owned and operated Oreck Home Care Centers. If you like that, there's more on Friday with Paul Harvey. Colin will join
Harris.
Him.
Harris. Paul Harris. Okay. But I think this Friday it's Bill.
I believe it might be Bill Cleveland filling in for Paul Harris, who would be filling in for me on Friday.
And Josh will be filling in for me.
Oh, my goodness. It's confusing. Yes, you'll be gone Friday, and Josh Gilbert will be here. Then he'll be in here with me all the next week. So
I'll be here.
Dan, rock solid.
All right.
You'll be here, and I'll be here, except for Friday.
Old Faithful. Dan Strauss.
That's right. And that was Colin Jeffrey. He does a good job putting that together. Here are a couple of people who do a good job working for you with financial advice. They are Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Great article this morning that I read about boomers who thought they were going to have plenty of money to retire. The staggering number of them who don't, and who are working and never thought they'd be working at 65 or 70 or 75. Maybe they just didn't have good financial advice. And the interesting thing about financial advice is you don't have to make $200,000 a year to set aside money to invest. We've all seen the stories. The one I remember most recently was the janitor, the high school janitor, who passed away and left $2 million, I think, to the school. He was a janitor. But he got some good financial advice, did some smart things, didn't live an extravagant lifestyle, and he had $2 million. What could his salary have been? 30? 35? I mean, it can be done. So this business about, well, financial advisors are for rich people. No, they're for people who want to become rich or at least comfortable. Think about it. And even if you have a financial advisor, do yourself a favor. Have a meeting with these guys anyway. They were Stiefel Nicholas. I think you're going to really like what they have to say. They're pretty good at what they do. Mark Rudin and Jason Becker, markandjason.com. Meet me.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Looks like we've got an incident a couple times on Highway 55, southbound 55 near Merrimack Bottom. You've got traffic backing up to Butler Hill Road, northbound 55 north of Highway A in Festus. You've got a long backup there, a report of an accident. We have a report of an accident now on westbound 44 near Soccer Park that has the left center lane blocked. Eastbound 44, you're jamming up Bowles up to the Merrimack River Bridge. On westbound 40, things are really stacked up now from Kings Highway out to McCausland, from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, and eastbound 40 downtown, you're slowing from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Account Temps. It's getting hot in here, and not just the temperature. If you're sweating your deadlines, try Account Temps for highly skilled temporary accounting and finance support. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is where St. Louis comes to talk.
Now look, we're not saying it's right.
The Big 550.
On the count, say your name.
KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee can, and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Pennzoil says.